Okay, today's mitzvah is mitzvah number 175, Kuf Ayin He, a mitzvah that is very, very lamaisa. As we've been talking about a lot of tum and tara halachas, this is also a tum and tara halacha, but it's one that comes up in our lives all the time, and that's the mitzvah of going to the mikvah. Mitzvah is tevila latameh, a mitzvah of tefila for those who are tameh. The context of the pasuk is, of course, what we have been talking about, mitzora becoming tahar. After a mitzora loses his signs of tumah and the kohen said declares him as tahar, he has to go through the process that we have been describing. What happens on day one? He gets a haircut. He's not only a haircut, he shaves the body all over his hair, all over his the hair all over his body, and he goes to the mikvah, and then he waits a week, and after a week, he gets another haircut, and on day eight, he brings his karbanos. So, in that context, berachatz b'mayim b'tahar is the mitzvah of mikvah as part of the Torah process. And this is a mitzvah, this part of this process is really part of the process for every single person who ever becomes tameh. The way to become tar, as part of the process of becoming tar, is going to the mikvah. Says the chinuch, shenitvol b'mei mikvah va'od nitar me'eza min mimini atuma shenitamnu bo. Mitzvah is that we go dunk in the mikvah and then we become tar from all types of tumah. Obviously, there are other elements of the tara process by tzaraz, by tumas mace. You also need the sprinkling of the ashes of the paraduma. By other types of tumah, you need other aspects in the tara process, but you at least need this. Shenemar v'rachat es b'saro. Uba ha-kabbalah, what does it mean? Wash your flesh. Mayim shekol b'saro olo behen. One has to use water that all the basar can go in them. B'shiru chachamim shehen arba'im sa'ah. The smallest mikvah has to be 40 sa'ah. V'zeu shir mikvah. That is the shir of a mikvah, 40 sa'ah. As he's going to say in a minute, even for kalim, that's the shir of a mikvah. 40 sa'ah is the smallest mikvah that can be used. I saw in the Yagdol Torah, Adarach Drush, the B'nai Yisaschar says that why dafka 40? Because if you think about it, people could probably fit into a smaller shear. So why 40? So says the B'nai Yisaschar, really, what's behind mikvah, and first, before B'nai Yisaschar, Meir Shapiro says, L'char yesh l'havin, shrei b'chdei l'chaso ses haguf kulo, dai b'tes sa'ah. V'chal yosu yud besa, maybe 12 sa'ah. 40 sa'ah? So explains Rav Meir Shapiro, and we'll get to more Ashkafa later as well, the shear of a mikvah doesn't only have to be enough to cover you, but it has to be enough to nullify you. We have to feel nullified in the water. We have to be mevutal, nullify ourselves in front of God. That's part of the Torah process when we go into the water. The Ram Anu Kilu Kala Guf Mali Mayim B'Mayim Otvim Alav. The Lubavitcher Rebbe even points out that the letters Tevila can be switched around and spells Habitel, the one who's mevatel himself. That's the one that becomes tar. When we go into the mikvah, we come out, we're mevatel ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And finally, says the B'nai Yisaschar, this connects to 40 sa'ah. Because 40 sa'ah is 960 lug. 960 lug is, let me just read it to you, Mina yedua sha'adam murkav midalad yisodos, v'chol yisod murkav gamki midalad yisodos. We know, al pi the medieval sources, that man is made up of the four humors. Made up of fire and wind and water and dirt. That makes up every physical element. And each one has four parts to it as well, which is 16. 16 times 60 is 960. He says, V'im kein ha'adam murka mitezayin yisodis. We're made out of 16 parts. And every iser has to be batal b'shishim. Has to be batal in 60 times what it is. So tezayin pam samach ola mispar tov kuf samach 960, which is... That's 960 lugin, which is 40 sa'ah. So that's why dafka 40 sa'ah, because it's working to be mevatel the person, not just to be mechase the person. Right, and that's what the language is, that what's the language that we use? Mayim shekol besaro ole bohen. Doesn't say shekola kola besaro mechuse bohen, covered. Ole is a lashon of bittel. It goes up in them, and it loses its own identity. Okay, that's just Tvar Hashkafa and Drush on 40 sa'ah. Okay, we continue. Umin haTorah, bein sheyihu hamayim sheuvim oshim shichos amin hamayinos amin hagashamim hakol kosher on a daraisa level, and this is a machokes. The Minchas Chinuch discusses this in Os Aleph, but the Chinuch Shita is on a daraisa level. You can use any water you want for a mikvah. Even drawn water, mayim she'uvin, water that you catch in a container. You could do that, you go to the mikvah in a bathtub. Da'araisa. Shatara amra mikveh mayim. Any gathering of water. Mikol makom. Avo chachamim paslu kol mikveh shemim av she'uvin. But chachamim pasled any mikveh whose waters are literally drawn, which means any water in a kli, or any water that is not rainwater. Our mikvahs, as we know, it's connected. It doesn't look like rainwater when we go to the mikvah, because it's a little pipe that's connected to a little non-mekabel tumah receptacle that has rainwater in it. And it's connected through the principle of hashaka. We kiss the waters together, and that's enough to make the whole water that we're tovel in nechshav rainwater. But mi'ikra din, you can't use she'uvin. That's a din d'rabbanan, says the chinuch. V'lo od el afilu avru b'kli shalim. Even if it had been in water, in a kli, and now it's not in water, it's still nifsal. So this is the mitzvah to go into a mikvah. Some achronim, V'rasher Weiss, and others discuss, is the mitzvah the maisa tevila, or is the mitzvah she'yihiyat tahar? Is the mitzvah the maisa, to jump in, the act of tevila, or is the mitzvah, no, to be tahar? Well, my nafgamina, it might have nafgamina for kavana. Do you have to have kavana? What if somebody pushes you into the mikvah? And you happen to be wearing loose clothing and there's no issues of chatzitza, which we'll get into. So is that a problem? What if somebody goes to the beach, right? And so there's a way that the water touched all of their body or most of their body. Right, so is that going to work? Maybe it's connected to whether the mitzvah is the act or the mitzvah is the result. A connected idea might be connected also is, there's an interesting discussion in many achronim, but it starts with a Rambam. There's a diak and a Rambam. The Kesef Mishnah in Hilchos Avos Hatumos says in Perek Vav Halacha Tezayin, is a person tahar when he's underneath the water or only after he comes out of the mikvah? When he comes up from the mikvah, now he's tahar when he leaves. Or is he tahar like down inside? That's a big discussion in the achronim. The Kesef Mishnah has a diak from the Rambam that it's only after he comes out. He says, right, that's whatever the detail is there. So that also might depend on whether it's the Maisa. The Maisa, maybe, you don't have to say this, but maybe when you're under the water, you already did the Maisa. Masha'enkin, if it's the result, maybe it's, you have to be tovel. You have to be dunked. And part of being dunked is coming out of the water that you were in. Of Dafka, you can say the Maisa is coming out also, but these are two issues that might be totally on this lumdus question of Maisa versus Totsah, and that is Kavana versus, and number two, the issue of while you're in or getting out. Continuing. This shear of 40 saw is even if one wants to be tovel a machad, a needle. We'll get to Beth Hashem later on. Parshas Matos, major machlokas rishonim, tevilas kalim. When we have to be tovel a kli that was made by a non-Jew, made of metal, made of glass, right? And yeah, those materials. So is that a mitzvah d'oraisa or a mitzvah d'rabbanan? Tefilas kelim. We'll say machlokas, Rashi and the Ramban. But whatever it is, for the kelim mikvah that we call a kelim mikvah, it also has to be 40 sa'ah. You don't have a smaller mikvah for kelim mikvah. It also has to be the measurement of 40 sa'ah. L'das ksas minha mifarshim. Okay, that is the basic smallest size that a mikvah must be. So moving right along. Because of Aram, Zechon Levracha, skipping a few lines. The Rambam writes, turning over the page. The Ein Kavana Seinu Bam Reinu Shatvila Bitzvah Sasei. Says the Rambam. He's quoting here from the Sefer HaMitzvahs. There's no mitzvah that one has to go to the mikvah. Meaning, says the Rambam, if somebody wants to stay tummy for the rest of their lives and suffer the consequences, they could do that. They can't eat a karbon. They can't go into the base of Migdash. If somebody doesn't want to be, if somebody's, I don't know, somebody doesn't want to be, if they're married, if it's a married woman, lechor, if she wants to be with her husband, she has to go to the mikvah. But let's say she's not married. She has to go to every woman every month when she becomes a nidah, she has to go to the mikvah? No. Bizman hazeh. Bizman hamikdash, yeah, if she wants to eat taurus, she has to. But bizman hazeh, a woman who's not married, there's no need. She doesn't go to the mikvah. Right? So says the Rambam. We shouldn't think that the fact that we count this as one of the mitzvahs I say, the raisas, it does not mean that it's something that you have to do no matter what. This it's not like somebody who's wearing a four-cornered garment has to put on tzitzis. Or the Rambam says, if somebody has a house with a roof, they have to put on a makeh fence. No, it's not like that. Here, it's up to the person. Pirush le pirusho, biksus arba kanafayim, v'chein kol mi sheish lo gag, shechayev lasos lo makeh. No! The Indian is as follows. Shemisha yirtzeli hitar mitumah, bo yitachin zeh ela betfila b'mayim. You want to become tahar? You got to go to the mikvah. It's up to you. But if you want to become Torah, this is what you have to do. V'tzivsanu l'kabel ha'inyan v'lasoso ken k'shinirtze l'itar. If we want to become Torah, this is what we have to do. Aval im yirtze l'hishoer b'tumaso. Somebody wants to stay in their state of tumah v'lo yikanis l'machan ashchinas man rav. You never want to go to the mikdash? Harushas b'yada, you're allowed to do that. That's the end of the Rambam. The chinuch, though, adds, you should go to the mikvah. Tosus. The Tosefes, the additional point, Mikol Makom Ein Zeh Mimidas Chasidim Ba'Anshei Maisa Lios Liosa Mitumaim Betumasam. Right, those pious individuals, we like to be tahar, close to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Ki Atuma Meusa VaHatara Ahuva. Tuma is disgusting and Tara is beloved. VeNafsho Shel Adam Mitale UMizdakeches BeTara Adkan, and our nefesh feels it. So the Chinuch says, you're right. It might not be obligatory, but it's a great idea, and you really should. Really sure that's what the chinuch says. So this is the halachas of tevila. Before we get into more hashkafa, just two important halachas, and that is number one: the Rama writes in Choshe Mishpat Kuf Sama Gimel Siv Gimel that everyone who lives in a town has to jointly pay for the mikvah, even if people aren't using the mikvah. Let's say there's an elderly couple that doesn't use the mikvah anymore. Let's say there's a couple of single boys that don't use the mikvah. Right? The answer, it doesn't matter if you live in a town. One has to split and take care of, it's a part of the responsibility of a town to have a mikvah. Rav Moshe has a couple of important tshuvas. Rav Moshe has a tshuva in Choshe Mishpat. Chelek Aleph Simin Mem. Be'im yesh lomansi. Dear ir miyuchad. Vod pratim chiyuve yo'ir b'makofin ze'al ze'. Rav Moshe has a tshuva in 1959. He has two tshuvas. Simin Mem and Simin Mem Beis. In terms of Muncie. Who has to pay for the mikvah in Muncie? They were building a mikvah in Muncie. Says Rav Moshe, there were those that didn't want to pay because they said there's already a mikvah here, and so what, that it's 2 miles away from certain houses, but still, let them walk. That's what some wanted to suggest, because it's walkable. Like, what do you do Friday night? Says Rav Moshe, everybody has to join in and not complain. Vim came Borish Anshi Munsi Shinekshivu Lakala Roam Shame Yosir Shayakam Zelaze, Miliiros Acheros, Hasmuch Nekshivu Yibne Atsmo, Vakovin Zeze, Afamiya Tesarov, Lakotseyahir, Shibaklaze, who got Beta Knesses, Viliknos Farm, Sefer Torah, Lakhnas Archim, Vikishal Tsaka, Vikoshkin Lasos Mikva, Sha'adif Mi Besa Knesses, Vikhen Kotsarchir, the first thing you do in a town, even before you build a shul, is to build a mikvah. Vain Yachal Shumadam Lichos Volomashu Shakli Ira Zualazu. I belong to this county. I live over the town line. No, says Rav Moshe, it's crazy. You're all part of the town. And then he quotes, if they need it, says Rav Moshe, though, if it's too far away for the regular individual to walk, one has to jointly bear financial responsibility. Two tshuvas later in Simon Membez, he also, this is from 1960, he discusses, how do I know that building a mikvah even comes before building a shul? He discusses, because you're allowed to sell. B'dvar binyan mikvah shekodim binyan beis haknesses, vade pashut, af im ein lochush chas v'shalom takala, ki yeh bazem minyas puravu. Right, the husband and wife aren't going to be together. V'gam l'asos shalom b'nish l'ishto, sh'bishvil kalechem me'emu kodem. V'tzorach limkor sefer Torah l'zeh, kol shekein beis ha'knesses. The case was, you were allowed to sell a shul or make a shul into a mikvah. That's what he was dealing with, other posts he also deal with. The answer is, at the end of the day, yes. If that is the only place that one could build it. Either way, that's just in terms of communal responsibilities for mikvah. One wants more information about that. Check out Gray Matter of Ejactor, Volume 2. He has 4 or 5 articles there, b'inyane building a mikvah. Okay, says the chinuch, mishar shi'a mitzvah. Let's talk about some of the hashkafa behind the mitzvah. Shel taras amayim hashakar asad melumala barosh ha-seder. Number one, he says what I wrote a few days ago. Right, remember we discussed this 2 days ago when we said the first pshat of the chinuch is water reminds everyone of Briyas Ha'olam. The first thing that was in the world was water. V'ruach Elokim erachefes al pnei hamayim. So when we go into a mikveh and we come out, we feel as if we're starting over. It's a new beginning. It's just like Briyas Ha'olam. That's why it can't be in a kli, because that gives it finite, gives it right limits. It has to be on the ground. It has to be not connected to any kli, because we're supposed to feel this novelty and newness. That's number one. He says, remember that pshat. And then he says, V'o nomar b'inyan, she'yesh b'tfila remez el atovel, she'enaka nafsho mikol chet. The second point is that when you go to the mikvah, right, it cleans you off. Water cleans you off. K'mo she'tev ha'mayim l'nakos kol davar ha'miskabes bahen. So just like water cleans off your physical body, we're supposed to get the message that we're supposed to clean off our spiritual bodies as well. That is number two. If you're on a third idea, you can look in the Rambam. The Rambam, at the end of every Sefer, almost every Sefer, he has a hashkafic point. So at the end of Hilchas Mikvos, the Rambam says, ultimately, tum and tara are exeris hakasif. So what's the point of going to a mikvah? What, is there a svara that we could get from it? So says the Rambam, remez yesh bedavar. Kishem shahamachavin libo letaher, kivan shetaval tahar. V'yavo bishlon is chadish begufo davar. If you have kavanah to become purified, even though nothing new is in your body, but you have kavanah and it works, kacha machavin libo, letaher nafsho mitumas hanefashos, shehein machshavos, Ha'oven v'hadeos v'haraos, right? Evil thoughts, yitzhara ideas. If we dunk ourselves in what the Rambam calls the mehadas, the water of das, of knowledge, the water of Torah, we become purified. That's what we're supposed to be thinking about. Kiva chizkim lilibo lifrosh me'osan ha'etzos v'hebi nafsho b'mei hadas atar hari yomer v'zorak ke'alechem mayim tahorim u'tahartim mikol temuseichem u'mikol gulechem atahar eschem. Says the Rambam, mikvah reminds us of the mei hadas ein mayim el ha'torah, and that itself also is a time behind this mitzvah. So we have the water being new, a new beginning. That's what the Chinuch said in the last mitzvah. And number two, it cleans us off, so too our mind should be clean and our personalities. We're starting a new slate, just like water cleans, and the Rambam to remind us of the Mei Hadas. Good, Dini HaMitzvah. So we could have many shiurim regarding halachas of mikvah and tevila. We'll do what we can in the next 5 minutes. Dini HaMitzvah. Masha Amru Zacharna Lavracha, Shemei Mikvah Ruim Latar Bayam Mikol Tumah. Mikvah works for any type of person. Any type of tumah, except for one. There's one person in halacha who will get to the mitzvah later on in this parsha. There's one person who cannot do mikvah. What he needs is mayim chayim, natural spring water, and that's a zav. The Torah writes in the next source, chus bitumah zav levad, levisha kasav pirish bo levad, mayim chayim letaharaso. Number one, it's got to be mayim chayim. So a zav, we'll talk about who a zav is and how a person becomes a zav. So he needs mayim chayim. But other than that, mikvah is always good. Skip a line, vishet sarach litbo gufo migule. And one has to go into a mikvah naked, meaning there can't be any interference, separation between one's body and the water, or else the mikvah experience, the tefillah, does not work. Next paragraph, Edini Chatzitza. This is the world of Chatzitza, Simen Kuf Tzadik Tes in Yaredeya, the world of halachic interference. We mentioned this many times, the three levels of Chatzitza, based on what the Gemara says there in Erev and Davdalin. Mida Oraisa. A chatzitza is only if both, it covers the majority part of my body, and I'm makpid that it's on me. So that's kimat impossible today unless somebody goes into a mikveh in a wetsuit. Or somebody's basically, their whole body's covered in mud. Right, that's a chatzitza d'oraisa. That never happens today. But the next level down, chatzitza d'rabbanan, is either or. If most of my body is covered, which hardly ever happens, or I'm makpid even if it's on a mir of my body. That comes up all the time. Right, a ring. A ring is miyut shemakpid. Why? What do you mean makpid? Makpid means if a woman would be, or a man, would be makpid on it at any time. So if a woman, the poskim say, bakes challah, she'd take off her ring. She doesn't want to get dough into her ring. So she'll take it off. So that's why we take off the ring for netilas yadayim. It's also chatzitza. For netilas yadayim. So too by mikvah. That's the second level down. Either or. The third level down, the minhag is that we try to avoid even chatzitzas that are miyut she'eno makpid. Minority part of my body, and I'm not makpid. That's the Rama in Hilchas Nida. Says the Rama in Kuf Tzadik Tes, that's the simin. Chafifa tzavakolze, what does he quote the line? If I can't find it, I'm not going to look for it now. It's here. It's in Kuf Tzadik Tes. We try to get every type of chatzitza off, even if it is a miyat she'eino makpid. So at the beginning here, I don't want to spend time looking for it now. Okay, so that is inyanim of chatzitza. There is a machlokes between the Rambam and the Gaonim whether hair is a separate entity or it's part of the body. Meaning, let's say most of a woman's hair is knotted. Most. So is that called most of the body? Or is no, hair is part of the whole body. So that's a case where a daraisa can come up. If you say hair is a separate entity, so most of the hair can be knotted. So that's the machlokas between the Rambam and the Gaonim. The Minchas Chinuch discusses this as well in Os Zayin. Good. So those are some of the laws related to chatzitza. Turning over now, going to the next page, the middle of the page. V'dinei chatzitzas rabim. I skipped about till half the way to the end. The dinei chatzitza are major. V'sof ha'dvar maklal atzorech ilenu zehu. This is what you just have to remember. Midin Torah ha'isa tzricha kalisha la'en kol gufa samachot tfilasa. Shelo yedever chotis begufa. V'daya. Midar ha'isa, a woman just has to look at her body. She doesn't see any chatzitza on her body. That's all that's required on the ha'isa level. But already, Ezra HaSofer, for the past thousands of years, the minhag has been that if somebody has to go to the mikvah medina, not what men do bizman hazeh, right? They go to the mikvah, they jump in, they jump out, not worried about any types of chatzitzes. But Nehiri Yibana Beis HaMikdash, Mashiach will come today, and then the men will have to go to the mikvah also halachically. If I'm going to want to eat a karban, if I want to go to the Beis HaMikdash, I have to go to the mikvah with all the laws of mikvah, with all the laws of chatzitza. So the halacha is that Ezra Beis Dino Tikin Shirichofefes Bechol Yom Seir Shabbat B'Mayim Chamim Umasrekazum of Haspesus Arosah Biyada V'Chulu. What this is called Chafifa in Halacha. Preparations. There's a certain amount of time and certain types of preparations that a woman has to do Bizman Hazeh before she goes to the mikvah, and that a man will also have to do when he goes to the mikvah Mi'ikar Hadin Bizman HaMikdash, and therefore this is all what is accepted practice today. Many spending a long time in terms of preparation. Once a woman or a man goes to the mikvah, they should not second guess. There's a story I heard from a Rav who did Shemush with Rav Mordechai Eliyahu. And he was teaching him in terms of Hilchas Nida and Psak. So the way that it worked, as Rav told me, was that there would be a phone, and a woman would call up, and he would answer the phone, and he would give a Psak, and after he gave the Psak, Rav Mordechai Eliyahu would tell him whether he answered correctly or not. Pretty pressurized way of learning. So he said one time, a woman called up and she starts talking about, she's not sure if she did the proper preparations, v'chulu. Rav Mordechai Eliyahu from the other side of the room recognized the woman's voice and he said, tell her that it's minat tapuach. Tell her it's from the apple. So this Rav didn't have any idea what Mordechai Eliyahu was talking about. So he said it, minat tapuach. She's like, okay, thank you very much. And she hangs up. So he said, this Rav said to Rav Mordechai Eliyahu, what's going on? So Mordechai Eliyahu says, this is a woman who calls up every single month. She has OCD. She's just crazy. She always thinks she has chatzitza. She spends hours and hours. So I gave her a psak that after she gets out of the mikvah, she has to eat an apple. She has to eat an apple, so that any type of questions in her teeth and this and that, I tell her it's from the apple after the tefillah. Don't worry about it. You don't have to worry. That's the psak that he gave. So again, that's somebody a posek, a roas a nolad, that saw that this is what the woman needed. Okay, that's just one example of story about chatzitza. Okay, about chafifa as well. The chafifa is just one more minute. The chafifa is tzricha samach l'tfilasa. The chafifa, the preparations are done close to the tefillah, and many other halachas related to tefillah. There are two nights of the year, bizman hazeh, that a woman does not go to the mikvah, and that is Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av. Those are the only two nights of the year that the mikvahs are closed. Every other night of the year, there are some nights, minhagim, that husband and wives are not together, but in terms of din, only Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur. Those are the only two nights. Okay, I guess we have to stop here. Just to keep in mind, these are laws of chatzitza not only apply to nida, but they apply to netilas yadayim, like we mentioned before, right? If I have a band-aid on my finger, in terms of taking it off before I wash my hands, and also the tefilas kalim. That's why I have to get off all the stickers and make sure that everything is off if I am machbid on those. Okay, we'll have to stop here with 175. The show will continue next time with one or two more mitzvahs about saras. Parsha Shir is tonight.